ॐ ज्ञानधिमरन्दस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकाय चाक्षुर्मिलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः नमामि हरिदासं तं चैतन्यं तं च तत्प्रभुं संस्थितामपि अन्मूर्तिं स्वाङ्के कृत्वा ननर्तया कृष्णस् कविराज गोस्वामी is offering his dandavats to Srila Haridas Thakur and the Lord of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the divine form of Haridas Thakur upon the disappearance of Srila Haridas Thakur. This is Srila Haridas Thakur, Tirubhav Mahamahotsav. Jai Jai Sri Chaitanya Jai Daya Moy, Jai Dvaita Priya Nityananda Priya Joy, Jai Srinivasa Ishwara, Haridasa Nath, Jai Gadadhara Priya Swarupa Prananath, Jai Kashi Priya Jagadananda Praneshar, Jai Rup Sanatan Raghunath Eshwara, Jaya Goro Deho Krishna Swayam Bhagavan, Kripa Kori Deho Prabhu Nidja Paradan, Jaya Nityananda Chandra Jaya Chaitanya Pran, Tomara Charanaravinde Bhakti Deho Dan, Jaya Jaya Dvaita Chandra Chaitanya Arja, Swacharane Bhakti Deho Jaya Dvaita Charja, Jaya Goro Bhakta Gana Goro Jana Pran, Sabha Bhakti Mile Mori Bhakti Deho Dan. Jai Rup Sanatan Jiva Raghunath, Raghunath Gopal Chai Mornath. E Shab Prasadi Liki Chaitanya Lilagun, Joy Chaitoiche Liki Kori, Apon Pavan. Kaviraj Goswami says, I'm writing this narration of the pastimes. Mahaprabhu and his associates, I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. E mata Mahaprabhura nilachale bas sange bhakta ganaloya kirtan vilas. Mahaprabhu resided in Nilachala, Jagannath Puri, with his devotees, and they were always engaged in kirtan vilas, the pastimes of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. Dine nritya kirtan Ishvara darshan ratre triye roy swarup sane rasa asvadan. In the daytime, Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and taking darshan of Lord Jagannath. And in the evening, in the company of Ramananda Roy and Srup Damodar, rasa asvadan, relishing rasa, as we've told recently. So in the daytime, Mahaprabhu is trying to control himself. That's why from the Garuda Stambam, he keeps some distance from Jagannath. He's trying to check the rising ecstatic emotions internally, and that's in the daytime. And in the evening, with Swarup Damodar and Ramananda behind closed doors, rasa asvadan, relishing rasa, tasting. E matra Mahaprabhur suke kolo jai Krishnira viraha vikar ange nana hoy. So this was how he happily passed his time in Puri, but feeling Krishna viraha, separation from Krishna, various ecstatic emotions were symptoms of all over his divine form. dine dine bare bikar ratre atishoy chinta udbeg pralapari jata shastre koy. Day after day, these symptoms increased. At night, they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as, you know, chinta, udbeg, pralap, means mad talks, were present just as they are described in the scriptures. Remember when Sarvabhauma discovered Mahaprabhu, he, who is expert in all these shastric descriptions, detected all these ecstatic symptoms in the divine form of Mahaprabhu. But he was thinking, oh, and it's not untrue, he's saying, he's a great devotee. His Ishwar Murti, revealing his divinity to him, that happened subsequently. Ek din Govinda Mahaprasad loya Haridase dite gelo anandito hoya. One day Govinda, Mahaprabhu's servant, he delivered the Mahaprasad of Jagannath to Haridas Thakur. Dekke Haridasa Thakur kori ache shayon manda manda kori teche sankhya sankirtan. When Govinda came to Haridas Thakur, he saw that Haridas Thakur was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. So we know when Mahaprabhu and his associates, when he established himself in Jagannath Puri, there was a place for Ramananda Roy, Srup Damodar, Raghunath Das, and others. But Haridas Thakur, because he was born Muslim, and on account of that, could not be allowed in the Jagannath temple. And when, in all the past things we see, whenever Mahaprabhu is calling from him, Haridas Thakur is far away. He keeps some distance, and he's very shy and ashamed to come close to the Lord, considering himself low-born, fallen. So Mahaprabhu gave him a place, this near this tree, Bakul tree, but Siddha Bakul means like liberated, divine tree. From there, it was sufficiently far enough away from the temple not to disturb the pandas, the servitors of Jagannath, but he could see the chuda, the crown of the temple, and the chakra above, which is tantamount to having Jagannath darshan. So from there, he would take Krishna Nam, his 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. And Rupa and Sanatan, they're also not allowed in the temple. In 1973, 74, and I was first in India, and before I left, I visited Jagannath Puri, and I was distraught discovering we're not allowed to enter the temple, but I met Srila Bhakti Dwaita Madhav Maharaj, Purushottam Gaudiya Math at the time, and he was very kind to me and gave me some instructions and how to properly conduct parikrama there, or the sequence. But he began by saying, you know, Rupa Goswami was not allowed in the temple. And my head like went down a little bit. He said, Sanatan Goswami Prabhu, he did not go into the temple. My head went down. He said, Haridas Thakur did not enter. There was no more room for my head to go down. He said, but you can, he told me the different places where you can go. And we know that once a year Jagannath comes out of the Jagannath temple and gives his darshan to all the devotees. So Govinda tells Haridas Thakur, please get up and take your Mahaprasadam. And Haridas Thakur says, no, today I'm fasting. Sankirtan puri nahi ke mate koiba Mahaprasada aniyacha anijacha ke mate upekshiba. Said, I've not finished chanting, you know, my counting of Krishna Nam. Remember, he's chanting 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. That's around 192 rounds. How then can I eat? But you've brought Mahaprasadam, how can I neglect it? Eta boli Mahaprasada korila bandan, eka rancha loya tara korila bakan. Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasadam, took a little bit, and he ate that. Ardin Mahaprabhu tar tai oila shushta hau haridasa boli tare puchila. The next day, Mahaprabhu went to Haridas and inquired from him, Haridas, are you well? Namaskar kori teho koilo nivedan sharira shushta hoi mora asushta buriman. Haridas offered his obeisance to the Lord and replied, my body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well. Prabhu kohe, kon byadi koho to nirnoi tehon kohe sankhya kirtan na purai. Mahaprabhu inquired, what disease do you have? Haridas Thakur said, my disease is that I cannot complete my rounds. His counting. Samkhya Kirtan. Prabhu kohe, Briddho hoilo Samkhya apakar, Siddho deho tumi sadhane agraha kenokar. Says, now that you've become old, you can reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. He says, Siddha deho tumi. So he's telling Haridas Thakur, you know, you're on the Siddha plane. You've reached the perfectional stage. You're a liberated personality. Therefore, you don't have to follow the regulative principles so strictly. Lok nistarite e tomar avatar, namara mahima loke korelo pratar. Your avatar is that you descended to deliver the people in general. You, the glories of the holy name, you have preached throughout the world. To this day, he's known as Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur. Oh, and what I didn't say before was that Gurumar said, sometimes they say, because sometimes he's known as Brahma Haridas. They say, this is the incarnation of Brahma, how Brahma's appearing in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu. There's one song Gurumars like to quote that said, that teen puggle, three puggles have ruined Navadvip. You know, three crazy men have destroyed Navadvip, the land of logic and Sanskrit learning. And who are they? Vishnu, Shiva, and Brahma. And Vishnu in this context being Mahaprabhu, Shiva being Advaita Acharya, and Brahma being Haridas Thakur. So saying Mahaprabhu, Advaita Acharya. These three puggled, crazy men, they've ruined everything. They've ruined everyone. So Guru Maharaj said, they say, some people say that because Brahma stole Krishna's cows, right? And the Brahma Vimohan Leela, he steals the cows of Krishna, so that's a great offense. Not only to steal cows, but to steal cows from Krishna, who's Govinda. So therefore, he had to take birth in this low family. in the Kali Yuga because of his offense for cow stealing. Like even in the cowboy days in America, that was considered one of the worst offenses, is to steal someone's cows. But then, Ebe alpa sankhya kori koro sankirtan haridasa kohe shuno mor satya nivedan. So Mahaprabhu says, you're counting, you know, this chanting, you can decrease that now. But Haridas Thakur says, satya nivedan, hear the truth of what I want to ask him. This is all a show, actually. There's something else that's bothering me, disturbing me, and I want you to hear that. Hina jati janma mor nindya kalebar, hina karme rattamui adama pamar. I was born in a low family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. Adrishya, asprishya, more, angikar koela, rourava hoite kari, more, baikunte chadila. I'm unseeable and untouchable, but you have accepted me as your servant. This means you have delivered me from hell and raised me to Vaikuntha. Swatantra Ishwar tumi hao ichamoy jagat nachao jare joiche ichahoy. My Lord, you are Swatantra, the fully independent personality of Godhead. Ichamoy, you act by your own tumihau ichamoy, your own free will. Jagat nachao, you made the whole world dance. Anek nachoila more prasad koriya, viprera sradhapatra koi, koinu malecha hoya. My Lord, by your mercy, you made me dance in many ways. I was given the Shraddha Patra, which should have been offered to a first-class Brahmin. I ate from it even though I was born in a family of meat-eaters. So on that Shradh ceremony for the departed relative, in this case, the father of Advaita Acharya, then the first prasad should be given to the most qualified Brahmin. He gave that to Haridas Thakur. Ekka bancha hoya mora bahu din hoite lila sambaribe tumi loy mora chite. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that soon you will bring your pastimes to a close. Se lila prabhu mora kabuna dekaiba. Apanara age mora sharira padiba. I don't want to see this chapter of your pastimes. So before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. Hridaye dorimu tomar kamala charan, nayane dekimu tomar chan badan. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. Jivai ucharimu tomar Krishna chaitanya nam e matra mata mora icha chadimo paran. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my life in this way. Morae icha jari tomar prasade hoy, Eini vedon morokoro doyamoy. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant this desire. Eini cha deho mor paruka tava age e bancha siddhi mor tomatei lage. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make this perfection of all my desires. Vansa Siddhi. Prabhu Kohe, Haridas, Ye Tumi Magibe, Krishna Kripa Moy, Taha Avasya Koribe. Mahaprabhu said, my dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful. He must do whatever you want. Kintu amar ye kichu suk sab toma loya, tomar yogya nahe jave amare chariya. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It's not fitting for you to go away and leave me behind. Charone dori kohe Haridas, nakariho moy maya abashyamo adame prabhu koro e doya. Catching the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu, Haridas said, my Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. Mora shiromoni katta katta mahashoy, tomara lilara sahai koti bhakta hoy. My Lord, there are many respectable personalities, millions of devotees who are fit to sit on my head. They're all helpful in your pastimes. Shiro money means crown jewels. Amaheno jadi ek kita morigelo, ek piplika moile, prithivira kahan hani huelo. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, what is the loss to the material world? Bhakata vatsala prabhu, tumi mui bhaktabhas. Avasya purabe prabhu moro e ash. My Lord, you're always affectionate to your devotees. I'm just an imitation devotee, bhaktabhas. But nevertheless, I wish that you will fulfill my desire. Madhyana korite prabhu chalila apane ishvara dekhiya kali dibena darshane. Because he had to perform his noon duties, Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after Jagannath darshan, he would return to visit Haridas. Tavi Mahaprabhu Tare Kori Alingan Madhyana Korite Samudre Kori Lagaman. After embracing him, Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. Pratta Kale Ishvara Deki Sab Bhaktaloya Haridase Deki Te Oilo Shigra Koriya. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his devotees, went hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Haridasar age ashi dilo darshan, Haridasa bandilo prabhura aro vaishnava charan. Mahaprabhu and the devotees came before Haridas Thakur, who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Prabhu kohe, Haridasa koho samachar, Haridas kobe, Prabhu ye kripa tomar. Mahaprabhu inquired, Haridas, what is the news? Haridas said, Prabhu ye kripa tomar, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. And to this day, this is the fashion of the Vaishnavas. when inquiring, how are you? And they're saying, as you keep me, your mercy, you know how I am. Right? That means they're showing, demonstrating that really, whatever one's conception of oneself is, and your own level of welfare or status, it's, you know, Vaishnavi Pratishtati Koronista, Saraswati Thakur says in his song, what we're concerned with is the opinion of the Vaishnavas. So they say, how are you? And they say, by your mercy, you know what is my position. Your mercy. Angane Arambila Prabhu Maha Sankirtan. Bhakreshra Pandatahan Koreno Nartan. Upon hearing this, Mahaprabhu immediately began Maha Sankirtan. And Bhakreshra Pandit with him dancing. We know some of the greatness of Haridas Thakur leading up to this moment, that his total absorption and the holy name. And again, we should understand, this is not, the Haridas Thakur's taking of the holy name is not something that you view or understand from external point of view. That, he is praised because he's taking so much quantity of Krishna Nam. I mean, that's mentioned, but as Guru Maharaj said in regard to the statement, Ekalakanam, which people say, a lack of names, in his case, Teen Lakanam, he said, Ekalakanam means a particular quality of Krishna Nam. So we don't take it that Haridas Thakur is a practitioner, but rather, as Mahaprabhu said, Siddha Deha, he's an eternally liberated soul, right? An eternally liberated associate of Mahaprabhu. His bhajan, so-called bhajan, is direct seva. His Krishna Nam participatory in the upper world. It's not that he's just being glorified and exalted because he's literally counting a certain amount of Krishna Nam every day. When Guru Maharaj was the president of the Delhi Mat, his friend then and always was Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. But Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, he is very inclined towards always and only taking Krishna Nam. And he was in a place called Baliati, which I believe is in modern-day Bangladesh. And they're taking a lack of Krishna Nam every day. And Guru Maharaj wrote a letter to Saraswati Thakur saying, I'm thinking of inviting him to help me in the Delhi Mat. And he's asking for Saraswati Thakur's permission and approval. And also, maybe I shouldn't do that. He's taking, there are different places that indicate one should take a lack of Krishna Nam, this is the desired service, etc. Maybe I shouldn't take him away from that. Maybe serving in the mat is a lesser thing, and I shouldn't disturb him from his Nam taking. So he's asking Saraswati Thakur to have your permission, approval, to bring him to the Delhi Mat to assist me in the service here. And Saraswati Thakur wrote back to Guru Maharaj saying, if you do that, you will be his real friend. He said, because I don't acknowledge that, and he said, counting beads, because you see the word samkhya, counting. So he said, I don't acknowledge that counting beads in the jungle of Baliati is Krishnanushilana, is favorable to the culture of Krishna consciousness. You'll be doing him a real favor. But here, why do I introduce him now? in the case of Haridas Thakur. So it cannot be that he's being glorified and exalted for merely counting beads, counting a certain amount of names every day. But it must be the quality of his Krishna Nam. Right? As he praised Mahaprabhu, saying that your Krishna Nam, you in the jungle of Jharkhanda, you infused Krishna Nam into the elephants and the tigers and the animals there, and they were taking Krishna Nam and dancing in ecstasy. Such are your pastimes. So if it is your will to liberate everyone, as in the, at the request of Vasudev Dutt, it's done immediately by the desire of Haridas Thakur, by the desire of Vasudev Dutt, it's achieved. But there it's mentioned that how many universes there are. So, what does it say? Like, if you take a bucket of water out of the ocean. Right? Or he said, what is the loss? If someone possesses crores of Kamadhenu cows, that means the Surabhi, right, and beyond. Crores of what is the loss of one she-goat? Right? So Guru is saying, you take the bucket of water out of the ocean, it's still, you give an amnesty to all the, empty all the jails of all the prisoners through amnesty, and then it fills up again in this way. But still, the point was being made by the desire of the devotees, people are liberated. We're told also that Haridas Thakur would induce children to chant the holy name by like offering them sweet balls. They say, I'll give you this sweet ball if you chant Hare Krishna. So it shows a particular type of sweetness. And his reputation of being a great devotee had spread amongst the local people, and where he would live near Shantipur, taking Krishna Nam, and we're told the local like village leader, district leader, feeling threatened by him, devised a plan to spoil his reputation by sending a prostitute to compromise him. So he sent this prostitute. She's waiting at Haridas Thakur telling her, oh, I have this vow. I have to complete a certain amount of Krishna Nam every day, and then I will fulfill your desires. All of your desires will be fulfilled in that time. She's like, oh, okay. He's chanting all night. She falls asleep. The sun rises. He said, I'm fairly certain I will complete tomorrow night. She goes back to that local leader and said, what happened? He said, tonight, you know. She returns again. Haridas, oh, same thing again. I cannot complete, but I'm certain tomorrow night I will complete. But if we think about it, what is happening? She's hearing the Shuddha Nam of Haridas Thakur. Right? Not just some semblance of the holy name. The Shuddha Nam of Haridas Thakur, she's being exposed to that night after night. And that local leader eagerly waiting, and she's saying, the third night, three times the charm. She goes the third night, and by the end of the third night, she confesses about this conspiracy to spoil the reputation of Haridas Thakur, and surrenders to him. And he initiates her in Krishna Nam, and she becomes a great devotee. So, what's perhaps even more interesting is that hearing that pastime, someone might say, well, that's a woman of this world. He made it past that test. But what about Maya Devi herself? Well, in the case, because this the pastimes are very similar. What would be the difference? Well, one is, you know, say a beautiful woman of this world, but another one is Maya Devi herself. And Maya Devi herself submits to Haridas Thakur and becomes initiated by him into Krishna Nam. So if you're talking about someone's preaching capacity, right? Everyone's deluded by Maya. Who does Haridas Thakur, we could say, well, he could convert another person. He converts Maya Devi. Then you can understand he has some special preaching capacity. Where was it? Oh. Ramananda Sarvabhauma Sabar Agrete Haridasera Guna Prabhu Lagila Kahite. In front of the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy qualities of Srila Haridas Thakur. Haridasera Guna Kahite Prabhu Hoyala Panchamuk Kahite Kahite Prabhura Bhare Mahasuk. As Mahaprabhu described the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, he seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more happiness he tasted. His happiness increased. Mahasuk. Haridasir Gune Sabar Bishmita Hoy Man Sarva Bhakta Bande Haridasir Charan. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances under the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridasa Nijagrete Prabhure Bashoila Nijanetra Dwi Bringa Mukha Padme Dila. Haridas Thakur made Mahaprabhu sit in front of him and then fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. Swahridoyani Doryala Prabhuro Charan Sarva Bhakta Padarenu Mastaka Bhushan. He held the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu on his heart and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Sabda Bolena Bar Bar Prabhu Mukha Madhuri Piye Netre Jaladar. He began to chant the holy name Sri Krishna Chaitanya again and again. As he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears were streaming from his eyes. So this Haridas Thakur, we think, his whole life, he's taking 3 lakhs of Krishna Nam every day. And we see his pastimes, other glories and pastimes described in Chaitanya Bhagavat, his preaching with Nityananda, and preaching the glories of the holy name. But always Krishna Nam, Krishna Nam, everything Krishna Nam. And at the last moment of his life, he's holding the lotus feet of Mahaprabhu on his heart and looking at the lotus face of Mahaprabhu. And what is he chanting? Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Shabda Korite Uccharan Namara Sahita Pran Koila Utkraman. While chanting the holy name Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his pran, his life air, and left his body. Mahayogeshwara prayadeki swachande maran bishmera niryan sabara hoyalos maran. Seeing the wonderful passing of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was like Mahayogi, a great mystic yogi, everyone remembered the passing of Bhishma Dev. As we know in the Bhagavatam, Bhishma Dev leaves the world on his own timing. Hari Krishna Shabde Shabe Kore Kolaho Premanande Mahaprabhu Hoilo Vival. There was tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names, Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. Hari Das Eratanu Prabhu Kole Loila Utaya Angane Nachena Prabhu Premavishta Hoya. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. So Mahaprabhu took the body of Haridas Thakur and then he starts dancing and madly dancing. Prabhu Ravesha Abhasa Sarva Bhaktagan Prema Veshe Shabbe Nache Korena Kirtan. Because of Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love, they also began to dance and engage in kirtan. E mate nritya prabhu koilo katakan sharup goshai prabhure korailo savadan. Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Swarup Damodar informed him of the other rituals for the body of Haridas Thakur. Haridasa Thakure Tave Bhimane Chadaya Samudre Loya Gela Tave Kirtan Koriya. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by kirtan. Age Mahaprabhu Chalena Nritya Korite Korite Pache Nritya Kore Brakeshwar Bhaktaganasate. Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession and Vakreshwar Pandit along with the other devotees chanted and danced behind him. Haridase Samudra Jale Shnano Koroaila Prabhu Kohe Samudra E Mahatirta Hoela. Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and declared, from this day on, the sea has become a great pilgrimage site, Mahatirtha. And interestingly, when I was in the company of Srila Gurudev at Lakta, you know, what is it, that body of water there, the Bay of Finnish Gulf? Or Baltic? Okay. So Gurudev was saying, because Mahaprabhu bathed Haridas Thakur in the sea, the Samudra, but that sea is connected to another sea, connected to another sea, then all the oceans of the world become Mahatirtha. And people experience this. Everywhere in the world, people go to the ocean and experience some great, like, relief and cleansing and... So Mahaprabhu was saying, because it bathed the body of Haridas Thakur, so Gurudev was saying, even this water here, it is also holy and sacred, which shows something of the divine Mahabhagavat vision of Srila Gurudev. Haridasar padodaka piye bhaktagan Haridasara Ange Dilo Prasad Chandan. Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and they smeared the remnants of Jagannath's sandalwood prasad over Haridas Thakur's body. Dora kadar prasada bastra ange dilo balukar gartakori tahi shoryoila. And then they dug a hole in the sand and the body of Haridas Thakur was placed into it. Remnants from Jagannath Prasad in the form of his cloth, silken rope, sandalwood pulp, prasadam, they were placed on the body. Chari dike bhaktagana koreno kirtan, bhakreshra pandit koreno anande nartan. All around the body, the devotees performed kirtan with Vrikeshwar Pandit dancing ecstatically. Hari bolo, bole goro roy, apani sri haste balu, dila tara gai, gai. With his own hands, Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, Hari bol, Hari bol. Tare balu dia upare pinda bandaila chodike pindera maha avaran koyala. Koyala. The devotees covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform on the site. It was protected all around by fencing. And when we first went to Jagannath Puri, it was around 1974. It was still very simple, the samadhi of Haridas Thakur. One small structure memorializing that spot and then surrounded by a fence. And we know Bhaktivinoda Thakur, it was at this site that he composed this English small poem. It says, he reasons ill who tells that Vaishnavas die when thou art living still and sound, and Vaishnavas die to live and in living try to spread the holy name around. Taha bedi prabhu koila kirtan nartan haridvani kolahole borila bhuvan. Mahaprabhu danced and chanted around the platform, and as the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with the vibration. Tave Mahaprabhu Shava Bhakta Gana Sange Samudre Korelo Shnan Jala Keli Range. After Sankirtan, Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. Haridase pradakshina kori oilo singhadware hari kirtan kolahola sokol nagare. After circumambulating Haridas Thakur, Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwar, the lion gate entrance of Jagannath temple. The whole city was engaged in hari kirtan, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Shingadware asi prabhu pasharira tai anchala patiya prasad magila tatai. Approaching the Shingadware gate, Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasadam from all the shopkeepers there. Like this part, sannyas dress actually two pieces. This is called bahirvas, the outer garment. And this is the uttariya. And what it is meant for is begging. So you can take your uttariya and they throw something in, throw something like that, and they're taking it. So Mahaprabhu with his uttariya, he's begging from the shopkeepers some prasad for Haridas Thakur. Uh-huh.
Haridas Thakur er Mahotsav er Atare.
He's saying it's the Haridas Thakur Mahotsav, grand festival. Prasad magiye bikka deho ta amare.
I'm begging prasadam for a festival honoring the passing of Haridas Thakur.
Bikka deho, like the at the diksha, the Brahmins, they're saying, Bhavati bikkam deho.
Please give me alms.
Sunya pasari sab changara utaya. Prasadadite ase tara anandita hoya.
Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasadam, which they happily gave to Mahaprabhu.
Then Srup Goshai Prasari ke Nishedila Changada Loya Pasari Pasare Boshila.
Srup Damodar stopped them, because now Mahaprabhu is holding this one, asking for, and they're bringing like everything.
So Srup Damodar stops them,
and then tells them to sit down. And
Srup Goshai Prabhur Gar Patayila Chari Vaishnav Chari Pichada Sange Rakila.
And he sent Mahaprabhu back to his place and kept four Vaishnavas with him to carry all of these things.
Srup Goshai Kohilena Sab Prasarire Ek Ek Dravera Ek Ek Punja Dehomore.
Srup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, deliver to me four palmfuls of prasadam from each and every item.
E mate nana prasada boja bandoya loya oela chori janera mastake chadaya.
In this way, varieties of prasadam were collected, packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants.
Bani Nas Patanayaka Prasad Anila Kashimisa Anek Prasad Pataila.
Not only did Srup Damodar bring prasadam, but Bani Nas Patanayak and Kashimisa also sent large quantities.
Sab Vaishnave Prabhu Bashaila Shari Shari Apane Pariveshe Prabhu Loya Janachari.
Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasadam, assisted by four other men.
Mahaprabhu Sri Haste Alpa Na Aishe Ek Ek Pate Pancha Janara Baksha Paribeshe.
Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasadam in small quantities. Therefore, he put on each plate what at least five men could eat.
Which reminds me of when Gurudev said there was an Agoria Mat festival. One man was distributing halava. And then sometimes the people, they come to these festivals, villagers, whatever, and they, we know, they bring a tiffin or... But see, he, and the opinion of this server was, he gave like one time, two times, three times, and he thought, like, I'm cutting you off, you know.
And that was the cause of unhappiness for that person. So, Srila Bhakti Vilas Tirtha Maharaj, who is the manager of Gaudiya Math, he called that server to him and he said, Prabhu, are you distributing halava or are you distributing prasadam? He said, because if you're distributing halava, then I understand there's some limits to that. He said, but if you're distributing prasadam, there's no limits. Right? Because prasadam is mercy. So there cannot be any limit to that. So what are you doing? Are you distributing halava or are you distributing prasadam? So in a very tactful, intelligent way, he corrected him. So Mahaprabhu went with his divine hand and he puts the prasadam on the plate. It's enough for four or five men.
Uh,
Swarupa Kohe Prabhu Bashi Koroha Darshan Ami Inha Shaba Loya Kori Parivesan. Srup Damodar requested Mahaprabhu, please sit down and watch with these men to help me. I'll distribute the prasadam. Swarup Jagadananda Kashiswar Sankar Chorijan Parivesan Kori Nirantar. And then with Srup Damodar, Jagadananda, Kashiswar, Shankar, they distributed prasadam continuously. Prabhu na koile keho, na kore bojan, Prabhu re se dine kashi misra nimantran. All the devotees who sat down would not eat prasadam as long as Mahaprabhu had not taken. On that day, however, Kashi Mishra had extended an invitation to the Lord. Apane Kashi Mishra oilo prasad loya, prabure bhikkha koroila agraha koriya. Therefore, Kashi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasadam to Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. Puri Bharatira Sange Prabhu Bhikkha Koela Sakal Vaishnav Tabe Bhojan Korila. With Paramananda Puri, Brahmananda Bharati, Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted prasadam. He then, when he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. So there's all that prasadam in front of them, but they're all holding their hand, they're not taking anything until Mahaprabhu takes, then they can take something. And Srip Damodar is always, Mahaprabhu, please, you sit down, please. Bashun, sit there, and all the Vaishnavas, they're waiting. Because Mahaprabhu is always very humbly taking, he wants to distribute prasadam. What does he say in one place? Give all the devotees pitta, which means like sweet cakes. And I'll take lafra, which is like the mixed vegetable preparation. But leave it to Srila Gurudev to say, because lafra is considered the least, but Gurudev said, but I'm thinking that lafra is very nice. And I'm sure it is. Bojan koriya shabe koila achamang sabare parayala prabhu malya chandan. After all the devotees finished accepting prasadam and washed their hands and mouth, Mahaprabhu decorated each and one of them with a flower garland and sandalwood pulp. And we still see this tradition carried on when things are going right at the mat. That and a very sweet atmosphere there. Gurudev, not only they're getting garlands, some sandalwood pulp, but Gurudev's also giving them like travel expenses and, you know, for coming to the festival, and so that everyone is in a very jolly mood. Prema Vishtohoy, and just so, look, Mahaprabhu, he's garlanding the devotees and putting sandalwood pulp. How loving, affectionate he is, and how humble. It's so sweet. And they're accepting these loving, affectionate gestures from him. Such intimacy is unknown in any other religion. Not even close. They're saying, God give us our daily bread. And here Mahaprabhu, all right. Yeah. Here, enough for 4 or 5 men on every plate. Did he get bread? He got roti? But devotees, they're feeding Krishna. Different. Right from the onset, there's going to be a difference here. One person begging the Lord to supply his necessities. What does the devotee want to do? Begging the Lord to allow me to supply your necessities. That's called devotion. Prema Vishto Hoya Prabhu Korena Baradan Shuni Bhakta Ganera Jadai Manasakam. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which they all heard with great satisfaction. And this is it. Haridasera Vijayotsava Jay Koilo Darshan Jay Inhan Nritya Koilo Jay Koilo Kirtan Jay Tare Baluk Dite Koila Gamon Tar Madhye Mahotsave Jay Koilo Bojan Achire Hoive Tar Sabar Krishna Prapti Haridasa Darshane Hoi Ache Shakti Oiche Shakti. Mahaprabhu gave this benediction. Anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur's passing, who has chanted and danced here, who has offered sand on the holy body of Haridas Thakur, anyone who has joined this festival and taken the prasadam will achieve the favor. They will get Krishna very soon, Krishna Prapti. They will get Krishna. To this day, as we're continuing this tradition of honoring the passing of Haridas Thakur, this benediction is given by Mahaprabhu. There was such wonderful power. Hari and the darshan of Haridas Thakur, Aiche Shakti, inconceivable. Once when Guru Maharaj, his very simple, Vaishnava of the highest order, but this one devotee, Bengali devotee, while I was talking to Guru Maharaj, name was Sarva Bhavana, he was taking some pictures with a little camera. And Guru Maharaj was what they call legally blind. He cannot see very well. And he was saying, and he hears like, the little, he said, what is he doing? What are you doing? And he said, I'm taking some pictures. And Guru Maharaj said, it is a waste of energy. and Sarvabhama said, very sweetly, he said, yeah, well, if we were taking pictures of a mundane person, he said, but I'm not, and this sweet back and forth was taking place. And I made mention of this song, the companion song of Yani Lo Prema Dana, what is that? E Baru Koruna Koru Vaishnava Goshai. There's a line in there saying, one becomes purified by repeatedly bathing in the waters of the Ganga. But if once bathing in the glance of the Vaishnava, you achieve that and more. So I was making the point of being seen by Guru Maharaj and having the darshan of Guru Maharaj, that this should be considered an exception. But to my surprise, when I mentioned this song of Narottam Thakur, Guru Maharaj sang the whole song. He just started singing the whole song. And we forgot about the camera, and we forgot about everything else. So Mahaprabhu was saying that the darshan of Haridas Thakur, you can take this in two ways. Seeing the divine form of Haridas Thakur, how auspicious that is. And we should say, within these descriptions is the divine form of Haridas Thakur. By faithfully hearing these descriptions, some impression of that divine form is coming to the faithful hearers, and they're getting the benediction of Mahaprabhu. This is all real. It's, you know, real time, live stream, we'd say. This is real time live streaming Leela for those who have the capacity to grasp that. It's not some event that took place a long time ago. Every day we sing Radha Krishna Nitya Leela Korelo Prakash. It's moving in a circular, in a circle. I remember when we were children and someone said, everything's new. So they show you a circle and say, you know, where's the beginning and where's the end? Where's the middle? And you're saying, wow, that's amazing. You realize you're looking at this thing that has no beginning, middle, or end, but it goes this way, it goes that way, it goes in every direction, but it has no beginning, middle, or end. So we can see that here, some hint in the shadow world, right? This is a shadow representation of the spiritual. So these pastimes are moving in a circular way, metaphorically speaking. So for those who have the capacity of appreciation, it's live streaming, real time. Kripa kori Krishna more diachilo sangha Swatantra Krishnera Icha Koila Sangha Bhanga. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desire, like Gurudeva said, the wills of Krishna, he has now broken that association. Haridasya Richa Jave Hoila Chalite Amara Shakatitare Narila Rakite. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this world, it was not within my power to stop him. I couldn't keep him here. Icha matre koila nija pran niskraman purve jeno suniyache bismira maran. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we've heard from the Shastra. But we don't say died. Disappeared. Haridasa achila piti bira shiromani taha bina ratna shuna hoela medini. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel of the head of this world. Shiromani. Without him, the world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Jai Jai Haridasa Boli Koro Haridvani Eta Boli Mahaprabhu Nachena Apani. Mahaprabhu told everyone, saying Jai Jai Haridas and chant the holy name of Hari. And saying this, he began to dance. Shave Gai Jai 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 Haridas Namera Mahima Jeno Korela Prakash. Everyone began to chant, all glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the glories of the holy name of the Lord. Tabe Mahaprabhu Shab. Because remember, Haridas Thakur, he and Advaita Acharya, they were engaged in Nam Sankirtan prior to the advent of Mahaprabhu. By his divine will and order, but they were already engaged in Nam Sankirtan. Tabe Mahaprabhu Shab Bhakti Badaya Badai Dila Harsha Vishade Prabhu Visrama Korila. Thereafter, Mahaprabhu bade farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Eta kahilun haridasera bijai jahara sravane krishna dridha bhakti hoy. Thus I've spoken about the victorious passing of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind in devotional service to dridha bhakti, to Krishna.
Chaitanyara Bhakta Batsalya Ihate Jani Bhakta Bancha Purna Koila Nyasi Shiromani. From this incident of Haridas Thakur's passing and the great care Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Srila Haridas Thakur. Shesh kale dila tare darsha sparshan tare kale kori koila apane nartan. When Haridas Thakur was at the last stage of his life, Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Haridas Thakur personally on his lap and danced with it. Apane Sri Haste Kripai Tare Balu Dila Apane Prasadamagi Mahotsava Koilo. Out of his causeless mercy, the Lord personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival, Mahotsav, to celebrate the passing of Haridas Thakur. Maha Bhagavata Haridas Parama Bidban E Sobhagya Lagi Agi Korila Prayan. Haridas Thakur was not only a Maha Bhagavata, topmost devotee of the Lord, but he was also Parama Bidvan, supremely knowledgeable. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya Charitra E Mamritira Sindhu Karnaman Triptakore Jara Ekbindu. The life and characteristics of Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Bhava Sindhu Taribari Ache Jara Chitta Swadakori Suna Se Chaitanya Charitra. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nescience, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Rupa Raghunatha Pade Jara Ash Chaitanya Charitamrita Kohe Krishna Das. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Haridas Thakur Tirubhav Mahamahotsavatiti Ki Jai. And if we can sing the Te Anilo Prema Dana, and Prabhu, you can play the Mridanga.